Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 464, Incremental Improvements. Don't you love how that sounds? That's why I wrote it down when I was talking to my friend. And, you know, the thing was, is what it signaled, you know, what kind of flashed in my head when my friend said that. I mean, I loved how it sounded. It was little things done consistently, but reworded, you know, a little shorter, a little cooler. But that was kind of the thing. And then I got all into, what happened prior to recording this, how I got here, what's been happening, and why there'll be a little break in the Pro U podcast episodes for a minute. But in a good place. The hurricane just passed us, and you know, we got rain. We actually had a little earthquake, and it was all pretty mild here where I live. So all is well here, and I am babysitting, dog sitting, Zen's best friend, Martin, and I got a story about that and how that's been going. And obviously I got some quotes. And just sharing the things that I've been experiencing and learning from. Hoping that something that I share resonates with you, that you can take a little nugget and apply it to your own path. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, any comments, email me, proupodcast@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram, Tom J. Dieters, if you'd like to follow. And if anybody would want to share their story, or if you have just any questions or comments, again, proupodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and enjoy. Hello, hello, hello. I'm just going to be blatantly honest here. I'm in my head going, don't say it. Just say it. Just start. No, don't talk about it. Don't bring it up. Just do this. And for the last half an hour, I've been trying to kind of get some notes situated. But I will get into the story. Slept for 2.5 hours. And another story I'll get into. My producer Nico is leaving, so there was the plan was to get one more podcast uploaded before he left. So I'm like, okay. So yesterday I was writing down, I'm like, okay, get up, okay, Tuesday, record the podcast, and you got to do this, and then I'm watching, I'm dog sitting. So there's all this kind of stuff happening, but that's what was written down, and I really wanted to get to it. So I'm kind of foggy a little bit, and I'm looking at the notes, and I'm like, okay, this, and like my brain's moving a little bit slower, and I literally was like, okay, just start and go. I go, yeah, but that one thing, because there's just this one note I couldn't find, and I'm looking, you know, because I'll take, you know, photos of notes and photos of text. So I'm going through my photos, I'm going through my messages, looking for it, trying to, and I'm like, this is probably the worst day to try to attempt something like that. So yeah, full disclosure, bit foggy, so we're going to give it a whirl anyways. So I wanted to start with some quotes. Back on social media, back looking for quotes, but really I kind of dig it, because I just really, really enjoy quotes. I have forever. And it's weird, I was like, I think it was, I can't even remember what it was, but I was typing. I heard a quote and I would type it up, and I had just literally sheets of papers with quotes typed on them. You know what I mean? So this is like, you know, before computers or anything. Now you fast forward, it's like, oh, I have an Instagram account and I post quotes. That's trippy. All right, this is from Dale Carnegie. It isn't what you have or who you are or where you are or what you are doing that makes you happy or unhappy. It is what you think about. I kind of delayed that out because I made a post about that. I go, the number one determinant that, you know, it plays a role in how you feel is what you're thinking about. Boom, done. End of story. Like it or not, truth. You have to do your thing no matter what anyone says. It's your life. Love that. Self-empowerment. Pro you. You cannot change the circumstances, but you can change yourself. That is something you have control of. I love that. You know, you point out the yin and the yang. You know, here's what you can't control, but here's what you can. Here's what might not be so good, but here's the, you know, the nugget over here. Energy flows where attention goes. Keep your focus on what you want, not on what you fear. I am strong because I've been weak. This is a dude's post on Instagram. If you lift weights, walk daily, eat healthy, and get 7 hours plus of sleep, you're not normal. Normal is no movement, sleep deprived, standard American diet. If you don't want to be normal, don't do what normal people do. I like that. Last one. Thinking without thought is the enemy. Scott Mosier. Yeah. And I'm going to bring it all the way around to the title. So, which was also from Scott. So, the line, phrase, quote, I can't even remember. Again, you know, I just write these notes and have them around. And I'm like, okay, I don't know when that was from. And I forgot to make the right, you know, notation about where it was from, or in the moment I didn't think it cared, or whatever the reason was. I'm not going to figure it out right now. But it was, perfection is closer to death than it is to life. It was some sort of comparison, like, you know, black and white and life and death. Something, again, this is a thing that's going to drive me nuts because it's like right there. I don't have the capacity. But on this podcast, it was related to that. And no, I don't have any information on that podcast. But it was talking about that there is no perfect. You know, and at that time, I remember just writing it down, like, just accept that. You know, it's like the beautiful monster, you know, my temper. It's like, yeah, you're flawed. Yeah, you're not perfect. Just accept that. Because you can see, like, just this thing bothering you your whole life, and then you die, and you're like, what was the point of that? Like, that part of me was never going to change. I could grow, I could improve, I could evolve, I could be aware of it, you know, all that stuff. But I just kind of held on to that, you know, that negativity and that critique and that judgment and wishing reality was different, and therefore causing my own suffering. And it even talked about artists, like way, 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 thousands of years ago, would make a piece of art and it would be perfect, and they would intentionally flaw it in some way, shape, or form. So when you think about it, that's actually what made it unique, was that one flaw. Therefore, the beauty in that art was basically because of that flaw. You know, that's what made it really, 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 really special. So you kind of get this, oh, there's a big theme. And then they went into this whole story, like, even the creator was flawed. Like, look, and it went in this story about, look what happened with this and this and this and how that happened. And so he made a mistake. The creator made a mistake. So everything that started began with a mistake. And as the story goes, you know, type of thing. But you know, when you, you know, in this, I'm going to be perfect before I die, you know, that pursuit is just senseless. You know, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to champion myself. I'm going to love myself. I'm going to support myself. I'm going to be proud of myself. I'm going to like myself. I'm not going to judge myself. I'm not going to critique myself. Like, I think that path would be as close to perfection as there was, there could be. So that kind of swings around to this incremental improvements. Now, again, Scott and I were just in a conversation and out of his mouth, boom, and I just wrote it down. I'm like, I just like how it sounded. But I knew what we were talking about. I knew what kind of flashed in my mind. Little things done consistently. You know, it was just a different way of saying it. I mean, little things done consistently. Four words, incremental improvements, and both starting with I. Just kind of, I was like, there's a title. But the point being that that's what's dope. So, you know, there's something I've been working on that, you know, I haven't shared, the one thing that I haven't. But it was the thing, is like, are you going to get great? No clue. Probably not. More than likely, I won't. Can you get better? Oh, yeah, fact, done. Did that already. Already know that. No, not when I started, but right now I just look at going, okay, I couldn't do that, and now I can do that. Ta-da, done. And that's what I'm saying, like, that's the focal point. Incremental improvements. Now again, not incremental ways to make money. Incremental you know, ways to get married. It's all about, you know, again, you know what I talk about. I have a podcast called Pro You, so it's going to be about the things that are going to benefit you. And all I can really share on the subject is what has benefited moi. So again, I've said, ever since I've started the podcast, and before that, I would say to my clients, little things done consistently. Little things done consistently. And I would always say, back in the day, like when I would get a new client, I'd be like, we're just going to check a box. We're going to check three boxes. That means you did something for yourself. I'm not going to ask what, how long, calories, did you sweat, how your heart rate up. I'm not, did you do something today that was for you? Check the box. So you start going, oh, that's not so specific. That's kind of general. You know, I don't have to like do it for a certain length of time. I don't have to win. I don't have to impress anybody. Just did I intentionally, mindfully do something for myself today? And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You get that person after that week, they feel good. Why? Well, they did something for themselves. Then they go, okay, I'm bad. I'm broken. I need to lose weight. I need to become perfect. And then I get to live my life. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a sad, sad, horrible, true story. You know, you get trapped in your mind by your thoughts. And the way to break out of that is just that little first step. And then that little second step. And then that little third step. How long should I keep going? I'm tired. You know, it's just that. So now when I look at lately, you know, I've been doing a bunch of things this year that I wasn't doing last year. And I'm like, I had a great, you know, 2020, 21, 21, 20, 22. And I'm like, yeah, but 2023, I'm really killing it. I said, yeah, but didn't your dog have knee surgery? Oh, yeah. Wasn't that a bunch of money? Oh, yeah. Didn't you also put a bunch of money in your car? Oh, yeah. Didn't you spend all your cash? Oh, yeah. It's like, and this is a, and I'm like, yeah. Because I just have to do that, then do that, one thing at a time. It keeps my mind focused. It keeps my mind at rest. I don't think about yesterday. I don't think about tomorrow. So that's way easier. I was saying that to a client the other day. I go, just think about it in your mind. I'm thinking about yesterday. I'm thinking about tomorrow. And I'm thinking about today. And then you got someone else going, I'm just thinking about today. Well, what sounds easier? What sounds more doable? What sounds more sustainable? So I started realizing, look, I know what I'm not good at. I know what my flaws are. I get that. But I can do today. mean, I got pretty good at that. I started seeing people. Like, I'm doing, you know, today is, I think, as well as anybody. I mean, I got to feed myself, feed Zen, walk Zen, whatever errands are, you know, whatever clients, you know, and control my thoughts, be thankful. I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, that was just way easier than battling all the dialogue and all the white noise and all the fear and all the doubt and then trying to function. So again, like, there's this, you know, thing inside of me going, look, it's almost like you go, I just want the easiest way. And it's like, oh, okay. Here it is. Just do that. It's like, oh. So if I just stay present, stay thankful, I'll feel better. If I do these things throughout the day, I'll feel better. And it's not about getting somewhere. It's just about these incremental improvements. Like, oh, I can do that. And again, you know, I'm sitting there at the park doing one-legged yoga balances. And I'm like, I feel good. And I have to go to the dentist, and Zen's having knee surgery. And I'm like, on paper, I know what that would have done to me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I was at the park doing yoga going, I cannot believe how well I feel. Like, I almost felt guilty. He's like, wait a minute, don't feel too good. You know, Zen's in surgery. And I'm like, yeah, but in lieu of that. And that's when I was like, okay, I did that. I mean, I meditated, journaled, I did yoga, or foam roller, I trained a client, and dropped Zen off. Like, okay, go to the park. And I was like, wow, like, this is, again, I can't change the bad. I can't undo it. I can't answer the uncertainty. But what can I do? I can do today. Based on what? Little things done consistently. Any way to shorten that up? Yeah, incremental improvements. Ba-dum-tsh. Doing pretty good for a dude with no sleep. I kind of can fake it early in the morning, I think. So we got, okay, so these are just two other Mosier quotes. We're just talking about the whole, you know, in the mind and, you know, the control of that and, you know, how things can pop into your head. And like he says, the brain's a reality distortion machine. I'm like, I got to write that down. The brain is a reality distortion machine. Like, the brain's not your friend. And we as humans have an inability to observe reality. Like, we don't want to. Like, oh, just hold on to this. I really wanted. It's like, okay, here's reality. Reality has happened. You know, it's there it is. You can struggle. You can fight. You can deny. But how much do you want to suffer? Self-inflicted. So next category on episode 464. Talking about incremental improvements. So I'm going to say 3 years ago-ish, I was, you know, kind of stopped doing my normal workouts. It's like I was just achy. Not like, oh, my muscles were tired. It's like, no, it was the joints were achy. And I was like, okay, stop lifting heavy. Stop doing those. Stop doing dumbbells. I just started eliminating things, and it was so frustrating. Because I did the same thing kind of sort of for like 45 years. And it was my feel-good button. It's like, oh, I got through, like, all my, I get to go to the gym. I get to work out. I always knew it made me feel good. And now, here I am going, wow, I have to reframe that. But I could always balance out the big picture by going, yeah, but how are you? And I'm like, well, I'm the best I've ever been. It is. Yeah, I'm not doing my workouts. I don't feel as strong. I'm not getting bigger. I'm not as fast. But I feel better. So, again, I could be thankful. I didn't bum out, but it was a struggle because, again, it's like, try this, and I would work out, and I would be, you know, achy, so I wouldn't for 3 days, and I'd try again, and I'm like, okay, and I would take a day off and try the second day, and then something would go out again, and I was like, what? And so I'm like trying to work on my mobility, trying to work on the, you know, foam rolling, stretching. I'm like, I just got to get to a place where nothing hurts, and if that's minimizing the working out, I'm doing that. And then it slowly, again, that was this year, 2023, it was January. I was like, I think it was like 3 workouts in a week. And I'm like, okay, what I'm doing is I'm stretching more. You know, I'm focused on mobility. You know, I'm doing that foam roller in a certain way. And I was like, okay. And again, that's what kind of was green, helped green light, See, tired, 2.5 green light, green lit. The going back to social media. It's like, oh, this is what I'm doing now. I'm focused on mobility. You know, I'm 58. You know, this is, you know, come to my well by the water I sell. This is what I'm going to share. But I think it's about a week ago now. Still kind of getting achy once in a while. And I was like, this voice was like, well, you need to do mobility exercises every day. And I was like, every day? I'm already doing that stuff. Like a little, the whiny. I could just feel, hear this conversation going on. So I did kind of a 6 mobility shoulder moves 3 mornings in a row. And it was, I think, the 2nd morning after I did a workout. Got up the next day and did the mobility stuff. Now I get up and it feels kind of rusty, kind of tight. But I'll do those moves and I'm like, okay, I feel better. And then the 2nd day, I was like, okay, I feel better. And I worked out. And I woke up the next day, and I'm like, okay, this is when I should be tight now. You know, I'm feeling kind of sore, and I worked out or whatever. I'm like, let me just do it. And that was the kill. Like, the kicker was after the 3rd day, I had worked out, but I'd done the mobility moves early in the morning, kind of first thing. And on that 3rd day, I was sitting down with at the computer, and I was just checking, like, taking inventory of my body and how it felt. And I'm like, I feel really good. I was like, there you go. That's what you got to do. But there's part of going, what? I got a what? And then I could see this other version of me, the new version of me, slowly head turning towards this whiny kind of sounding version of me going, yes, that's what you get to do. You get to do mobility exercises every day and you get to feel good. And then you get to work out and you get to walk the earth feeling that good. And you didn't know if you could ever have that. Okay, that sounds good. I guess I'll do that. Oh, but we're not done. So outside my apartment, I go down a set of steps. And for whatever reason, I always just hang on the railings and stretch my calves there. But the same day-ish, I was like out there. And my calves have been my nemesis forever and always tight. And I'm like, I always kind of feel that I'm stretching them. You know, because in the morning I walk down the bottom of the steps. At the bottom of the steps, I kind of just hang and do this. But like I do kind of 3 or 4 little stretches, but I'm like, how long are you stretching just your calves? And I'm like, you know, like, I don't know, 20 seconds each. I'm like, and then? I'm like, well, once in a while during the day in the apartment, I'll, you know, put my foot. And it's like, yeah, but why don't you come out here and hang on the steps for like 5 minutes, 3 times a day. And the part of me was like, I mean, I can't argue with that. I mean, there's, you know, again, maybe not 5 minutes, but I mean, I could just really do this like focused effort. And I think that first day I did it like 3 times and I could just tell how tight they were. And I'm like, well, you're not stretching them that much. You think you are, but you're, and it was like this, again, here we are, 2023, August. I'm the best I've ever bent by far. And all of a sudden there was 2 versions of me, and one's going, dude, how are you not doing this? And why? Yeah, yes, you got to do that more. Like, why are you not getting this? I'm like, okay, I got it. But it's like, oh, I've been wanting to, like, what is a thing I can do? Because I get up, I feel achy and tight. It's like, okay, work out. I was like, no, it's gonna take me like a half an hour to kind of like warm up and foam roll to kind of feel. And it's like, no, you do that, you know, and it take 5 minutes. I mean, I'm, you know, kind of still, it's still evolving, like my routine, but there's like 5 or 6 things I can do. But if I do 10 of each, if I do 20 of each, I mean, it's going to change time wise, but I can make it a little shorter. I can, you know, make it a little longer, but that's on my mind now. And I'm like, well, that's the kind of stuff, you know, rotating your shoulders, making big circles, doing this. Well, if you on my Instagram at all, like this Vitruvian stretch, I call it, and all 180 arm stretches, all these kind of different stretches that just kind of hit your upper body, your thoracic kind of cervical area, but, you know, your shoulders, especially the ones I'm doing. I'm like, wow, I'm like, and it was just, I feel so much better. My calves are still tight and they still bug me, but I'm like, I have a plan. But the whole shoulder thing, it was just like, wow, that happened. Like, okay, I know what to do now. And then that's just feels insanely good. Again, getting older, getting better. And, you know, getting better physically. Ta-da! Come to my well by the water I sell. And I heard this. And again, I like that. Again, just like the title, Little Things Done, Consistently Rewarded Incremental Improvements. And so what serves you? I've been saying that forever, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then do the things that serve you. Do the things that serve you. Think about it this way. Do the things that fuel you. Because it's like, oh, if I do those things, they're going to give me energy. They're going to lift me up. They're going to motivate me. And I was like, oh, that just resonated with. Because again, if I'm at the park doing that yoga, I'm like, I couldn't do this. I mean, I never practiced it, but I really never did it before. But I'm like, I'm doing that and I'm doing it better because I've been doing it for 3 months, you know, in the mobility stuff and then like my workouts. And it's like, you know, again, I get done with the day. I might not even have had a client, but I had this solid day, a full day, and I did things that not only served me, but fueled me. You know, like meditating and journaling, that stuff's fueling me. You know, I'm like, okay, I've had these moments. I've had like where I'm like, okay, that's definitely a positive part of my morning now. Like it's just, and again, I've tried before. I've done it in the past. You know, I've said, well, I don't like it or I can't do it, you know, or it doesn't help me or whatever other excuse I could come up with. But here I am at 58. Going, boom, doing that, boom, done, that's in it, boom. You know, again, build, had the podcast, building a solid day. And it just continues to build. It continues to grow and continues to evolve. Why? Because I continue to grow. I continue to evolve. So thus my day will. All right, so some rough stuff. One word, four letters, Maui. You know, the saddest, you know, just heartbreaking. You know, like, oh, I got to the point where I stopped watching news coverage about it. It was just so sad to me. And I had a client up in Vancouver. And while they were there, there were fires in British Columbia, Canada, and the smoke was getting to them there. And then there was smoke south of them in Washington, because not the whole state, but a large part of Washington is on fire. So here's a client on vacation, and, you know, the whole kind of Northwest is, you know, kind of under a heat thing, and then there's this fire, and if there's not fire, there's smoke, and it just, you know, like, again, it was that thing of, wow, I'm going on a vacation. And it's like, what you have to deal with. I mean, it was like, not in a sense, but it's kind of better off staying at home, you know? And then, you know, just all the flooding and then the hurricane that came up. And it was, you know, all it did in L.A., here, where I live, is it rained. And it rained hard, like that night. And then it was Sunday. So it rained Sunday. It was just wet. That was it. Wasn't windy. Wasn't anything else. And then rained hard, like from 6 to 9. And that was kind of it. Now, I saw on the news that there was flooding around and it got bad at, you know, all the other places. You know, but for me, you know, that's what the news does. It's like they just give every, you know, potential bad twist. Even if something didn't happen, that came so close and this. And then we have this earthquake, which was 5.1. Which is large, but it was in the city called Ojai. And I was here and felt it. You know, it was kind of like this 1001, 1002, and by 1003 it had stopped. And it was very mild. So on the news, they showed like one shelf where two things fell over. And they're like, look what happened. And it's like, that was the extent of it. So again, you know, not a good thing. It wasn't related to the hurricane. You know, it was fairly big, but there was no real, you know, damage. But how they just tried to, you know, just bad, bad, bad. Because there is a lot of bad, bad, bad. And maybe not watch the news. And that, you know, kind of the point of this segment right here is none of the, and I've said this a bunch of times on the podcast, and with chatting with clients or whoever, the bad we're experiencing weather-wise is due to the climate. And it's not just going to get better. You know, so all this stuff. And again, you just turn the news on. It's like, okay, there's flooding here. There's rain here. People are threatened here. People are out of power here. People are this, that, 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 that. And you get done, and it's like, you know, I start out with quotes. And I said, one of my posts is like, how you feel, the number one determinant is what's on your mind. You're watching the news. You don't get done watching the news and go, I feel good. I want to eat healthy and go for a walk. I want a foam roller and I want to stretch. You know, you just want to curl up in a ball. And again, you know, I'm not saying ignore it. But again, if you want to truly impact the world, be the best version of you. Being the best version of you might not involve you watching the news every night. Might be just taking a break for a while. You know, because again, it's just the level of sad and the level of devastation. And, you know, again, and we're not even talking about, like, Ukraine. Like, how long that's been going on and happening. And, you know, civilians dying and children dying. And, oh, and, you know, I never do and won't talk about politics, but it's like it's just everywhere is just a mess. But, you know, again, here I am kind of sharing my story going, look, my experience walking the earth changed at 55. And I was like, cool, I could die. And it got better at 56, got better at 57. And now 58 and a half, I'm like way better. Best it's ever been. Controlling the space between my ears. It's like, wait a minute, you just said there's more bad going on than I'm like, oh yeah, it's totally out there. I just don't focus on that. I focus on what I can control. I focus on what I have to do today. Again, obviously, I've said it already in this podcast, flawed, not perfect. But am I better? I wasn't even doing this stuff. It wasn't even in my head. Like, I've totally lived in a different experience. And the stuff I'm doing now, yes, I'm getting better at. And again, the redundant line of the Pro You podcast, come to my well, buy the water I sell. That's what I'm selling. I wasn't doing this stuff. I slowly brought it in. I got better. I wasn't doing this stuff. Slowly brought it in. I got better. Now that's kind of like I'm sold. If I do these things repetitively, and it doesn't even matter what now. Because before I was like, oh, you hit a tennis ball against the wall, you get better. I told that story a million times. That's how I learned how to play tennis. Repetition. I get it. Lifting weights, repetition, kicking. I get it. But when it becomes to the mental and it becomes to the, you know, the personal growth journey and stuff like that, like it's just a whole different, none of that stuff was in my mind. It's just a whole different level. So again, I'm on a podcast talking about the cool stuff in my head that was never there for 50 years. So that's what I'm selling. And if things, people, places, news, whatever gets too much for me, I just back away. I mean, my life started getting quiet. And I'm like, I have a lot of time in quiet. And I'm like, you know, journaling on a podcast went, yeah, but you pursue quiet. Like, you go to the puppy park, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon because no one's there. You know what I mean? Like, you walk certain areas because there's no one there. You know what I mean? It's like, you enjoy the quiet. So you've kind of just naturally searched it out, and now you've attained. You know, you've searched for balance, you've attained it. You've searched for quiet, you've attained it. I do well in quiet. I enjoy quiet. I thrive in quiet. So again, all that was kind of just naturally, you know, evolving in a sense. And I don't know if I was consciously aware of it at first, but now I'm like, oh yeah, like look at my life. It's like, yeah, it's exactly how I would want it. Because I focused on controlling the things that I can control. Again, not jumping up and down saying my life is perfect and I won. I'm just saying what I can control, I do a fairly good job at controlling, and way better than I did in the past. All right, let's switch it up. Watching, babysitting, dog watching, Martin, Zen's best friend, the neighbor. They're going to be gone for like 18 days, and they worked out like a second half baby sitter, dog sitter. So I'm going to have him for like 10 days. And day one was yesterday. And it was just, to me, it was like, Scott and I had this conversation talking about it. Because like when they first asked me about 2 weeks ago, I was just like, they barely asked. And I said, yes. And I hadn't like even really like thought it all out. It's like, hey, you have a dog. What do you got to think about? And it's like, well, you have another dog. You have someone else's dog. You're responsible for that dog. And it's like, and he's got, you know, a little front limb that he limps on. He's a year older than Zen, you know, but I could just, you know, and this is stuff that Scott and I were talking about, where like you kind of start thinking about the things to come and what might happen that might not be comfortable. And it was just like this moment where I said, stop. I go, just, it'll be fine. You love Martin. You love Zen and Martin. You know, you're going to, like, why is there this yucky feeling with that? Might there be something that won't be comfortable? Yes, you'll be fine. Like, and I was able to kind of kick it out of my head. And I texted Scott. I was like, it was almost like I blew out a flame. Because I remember I was at the park and I was like, hey, you love Martin. It's going to be fine. Because, again, 24/7, you know, maybe it was going to be 2 weeks at first. And I was just kind of like, okay, every day. And I was like, okay, I got to. Because I can't keep him here. You know, he's somewhat of a barking dog. But, I mean, I just can't have a second dog over here. And to be more comfortable to stay at his house where Martin is comfortable, that sounds like the right approach. Anyway, so I'm thinking, okay, I got to be uncomfortable. Like, look. You're going to do it. You're going to deal with it. Just deal with it. And it left my head. So probably 4 or 5 days before, I started getting all excited about it. And the couple, the girl, I really enjoy her. We kind of chat a lot and we were just talking about it. And I went, yeah, I just want to make sure I got it in the head. And like this. And it was just, and she's like, I'm so thankful. And she's like, we're so stoked you're doing this and we're going to pay you. And I hadn't brought that up, but pretty sure I wouldn't have done it for free, but I wasn't like didn't have a number in my mind or whatever like that. And I was like, yeah, that's, you know, totally cool. And it just like how we spoke kind of just really was the icing on the cake. I could just, cause she felt so at peace that, you know, cause she knows Martin digs me and Martin digs in, and you know, it's just kind of a cool little scenario. And again, I hung out with them last year when they took that trip. It wasn't planned. And I just went over there and took Martin and did stuff. But I, you know, I know Martin, you know, kind of felt closer to us then. So like the day goes great. I'm taking these pictures, making videos. You know, it was just so cool. Like I'm like, I have two dogs. Like I'm hanging out with these two dope dogs, and they're so alike. Like you would think that they were almost related. Martin's a little bit bigger, but their size and their shape's really similar. But how they act and smell and look and just all these little mannerisms that are so alike, and it's so it was just rewarding until we get to last night. And I don't know what it was. They have a AC only in their bedroom, so I was in a bed with two dogs. And, you know, they're both fairly big dogs, and I just couldn't get comfortable in the AC unit that they have us allowed. And it was like, I don't know, it was just like I was atop the covers, and I was cold, so then I tried to cover up, and it was hot. And I kept getting up, and every time I got up, Martin would get up. Like, Zen was just kind of chilling in the bed going, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just going to sit here. And Martin would just come, and he'd follow me. He's like, where are you going? What are you doing? And then I'm like, I forgot something. And it was pretty late. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk home. So then I come back, and then both dogs are, you know, running around, and they act like they want to go outside. So then I let them outside, and it's like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, I got to get to bed. And then I lay down, and I just like could not get comfortable. Like, you know, I got to do something. So it's probably 3 o'clock, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to, no, I had brought in, I took like three trips of stuff over there. Cause I'm like, I'm going to spend a lot of time over here. So foam roller, yoga mat, book I'm reading, you know, all this stuff over there. And a little like bathroom bag, you know, nighttime, you know, for all the, you know, toothbrush, all the stuff I would need. So I'm kind of going through the house, picking up stuff. Like, I'm going to go back. I got to get some, at least some sleep. So we get back here, and I kind of get settled down and I lay down. I'm just sitting there going, I'm wide awake. And I look and it's like 2:45 or 3 or I can't remember. So I look, I'm like, Zan, he just pops his head up. What's up? I want to go for a walk. He's like, yeah, let's go. And I'm like, and we rarely ever do that. But it's funny how I'll just like kind of, I'm like, let me just walk around and, you know, like mellow me out a little bit, tire me out a little bit, whatever. And it worked. Came back from the walk, laid down, so probably fell asleep about 3:30, and I got up a little bit before 6. I was like, okay, here we go. But here we are, almost at the end of the podcast. I think I did fairly well for the foggy head. And I had mentioned previously, my producer, Nico, is heading on vacation, and I just wanted to wish him a wonderful vacation. He's going with his family, and he kind of shared with me the plan, and it just sounded super, super exciting, something they haven't done in a while. So I wish you the best trip with your family, Nico, and hoping it goes wonderful and it's something that you all remember forever. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being you, being my producer, and enjoy your time. And I'll probably have a podcast recorded for you to upload when you get back. So yeah, we'll be off here for I think 3 or 4 weeks ish while Nico is gone, but that will be the break and why it's happening. Other than that, if you have any questions, comments, proupodcast@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram, Tom J. Dieters. Again, if you know anybody wants to chat, talk about training, you know, I'm doing more of the half an hour sessions, the online sessions, and some of those we just talk, and some other clients I train them, you know, every time we meet we got that 30 minutes and I get them through a workout, or we do a combination. There's a new client that came back and we're starting out, we chatted the first session, came up with a workout, kind of went through it the second one, and by the third one we talked about halfway, and then the rest of the session we just kind of went through some questions he had with his exercise routine. So I'm enjoying that. I really, really, really am, and it's, you know, beneficial. And like that new client, he's just doing super dope, and I'm like, you know, it's like I'm good at that. It's easy for me to do it. So if you're interested at all in any type of training, you know, we can chat for free, we can work out for free once, you know, I mean, we can do a bunch of things to, you know, test the waters, make sure you're comfortable. But holler out if you're interested in training in any way, shape, or form, or if you just like to share something or ask a question, holler out. I'm here. All right. Remember, the most important thing for you to know, acknowledge, remember, you are worth it. Welcome to your Pro You moment. Stoked you're here. Let us begin to control that which we can control. For seated on the floor, legs folded if you can. Eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over your hips. Navel tucked into the spine. Draw the inhale through the nose. Allow the exhale out the mouth. We'll continue that ebb and flow with the breath, which will connect our mind to our body, making us present and keeping out everything else from the space between your ears. If anything does enter, kindly, calmly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. do this for 180 seconds. I'll let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Consistently, incremental improvements. Will you be great? Who knows? Will you be better? Yes, without doubt. It's just knowing that the big questions just bring uncertainty. And we're not equipped to deal with uncertainty. So there's the, I can't change yesterday, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Neither place is good. Neither place is peaceful, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. But if you focus on the now, which might sound very odd to you, but it's nothing else is in your head except this moment. realize that you're not perfect and something might enter your mind, because that's what the mind does. It creates thoughts, allows thoughts. But as soon as you become aware of it, now you're in control of it. And you can ask it to leave. You can pick a new thought. And if someone would have shared that with me 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I wouldn't even have understood it, I don't think. And fast forward, and now here I understand it because I did it. I'm doing it. It's why I have a podcast. When I started to help people in a more in a physical neck down kind of way, and fast forward 8 years, here I am, and I believe that my focus has shifted to the space between the ears, because that's where you're going to heal. That's where you're going to become empowered. That's where you're going to gain control. That's where you're going to create a new, better experience. Little things done consistently. Incremental improvements. That is the path. Peace and God bless.